Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dal Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned Beschos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi Bezecher to find Reziva Kagun Bikar of Mamish. And we continue talking about finding Metzia. The Mishnah says Rasa Metzia, a fellow saw Metzia, v'nafal aleha, and he fell on top of it. Uba Acher v'hechzik ba. Then another guy comes along, sticks his hand underneath this fellow, and is machzik. He grabs onto the lost object. Zesh hechzik ba zacha ba. The one who is machzik in it, one who grabbed it, he's zaychen it. Why is that? Well, because falling on something is not a kenyan. You have to hold on to it. You have to lift it up. You have to do mashicha. You have to grab it. You can't just fall on it. And therefore, the first fellow, even though he saw the metziah first, since he didn't do a proper kinyan on it, he's not the one that acquired it. It's the guy who grabbed it is the one that was zaychen it. Now, it's important to note, this is talking about where they're in Rishas Rabim, because if they were not, if they were in a simto or tzidi Rishas Rabim, which is basically side alleyways or the side of the Rishas Rabim, so then we have a din that dalet amas shel adam kanulei b'chal makayim. A person's dalet amas, the four amas around him, those are considered his rishos, and they automatically acquire anything that comes into them. So let's say a fellow's walking down the tzidi Rishas Rabim, he's on the side where people are allowed to stop and hang out and put their packages down. It doesn't have the regular din of Rishas Rabim, and he sees a mitziah, and it's within dalet amas of him. That mitziah is automatically his without him doing anything. He doesn't have to touch it, doesn't have to call out, and no one's allowed to come along and grab it. So it must be this case is talking about where they were in Rishas Rabim. And now a similar scenario of a person's rishos acquiring something for him. Ra oisan ratan achar mitziah. A fellow saw a couple chevra chasing after mitziah. For example, achar tzvi shaver, after a deer that had broken its leg and it can't really run very far, or achar gazal shalai parchu, after birds that can't fly, and he saw that they were in his field. They're chasing this deer that hobbled into his field. They wanted to get it. Av Amar, the fellow said, Zachsali sadi, I want my field to be zeichin in it for me. Zachsalai, so his field is zeichin it for him because it's his rishos. However, hayatzvi rutz kedarkai, let's say the deer was running like regular, full speed, it's flying ahead, trying to get away from its pursuers, ashay gazal smafrichin, or these young birds were actually flying and they did have an ability to get away. Av Amar, the fellow said, Zachsali sadi, my field should be zeichin in them for me. Loy Amar Klumi didn't say anything because they're not mishtamer, they're not guarded in his field. It's not like they're going to end up there. Since they're running or flying, they're going to be able to get out. So this is not a case of metziah, and therefore his field is not able to acquire these things for him. Moving on to Mishnah, continuing to talk about metziah. Metziah's benoy ubita ketanim, something that his son or daughter who are ketanim, if they find it, metziah's avdei v'shivchas ha'kananim, something that his non-Jewish servant or maidservant find, metziah's ishtai, the metziah's of his wife, harei ilu shaloi, all these things belong to him. In regards to his kids, that's because he's supporting them. We're assuming that when they're ketanim, he's supporting them, and since they're eating at his table, he's spending money for them to have food. The Chum say that in order not to create an uncomfortable situation, he gets any metzias that they find. Avdei v'shivchas ha'kananim is different. Since he owns them, they're his slaves. Anything that a slave acquires is automatically acquired by the master. And the reason why he gets to keep his wife's metzia is because the Chum were talking the concept of Eva wouldn't want to create an uncomfortable relationship between them, and therefore anything she finds goes to the husband. However, metzias b'nei ubita ha'gedolim, a metzia that his older son or daughter find. We're assuming older son or daughter means that he's not supporting them, they're supporting themselves. Or metzias avdei v'shivchas ha'ivrim, a metzia found by his Jewish servant or maid servant. He doesn't own them, they work for him, but he doesn't own their actual body. And metzias ishtei shegersha, a metzia that his wife, whom he already divorced, she found this thing, even though he didn't pay her ksuba yet. In all these cases, these people are allowed to keep these own metzias because they're not really connected to the father, husband, or master in regards to metzias. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.